Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your
hand. Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, it's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Krupa studio.
And your favorite cousin Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 84 for the day, and it's currently 63 at East High School.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Cheese Day?
Oh.
You like the cheeses?
I love a little queso. Not all cheeses are made equal, though.
That's true. I'm with you when you're right.
Yo, this morning, D, I have something very important to bring to the table. The Walker Foundation. Look, man, they serve and uplift children and families across the Kansas City metro area with hair care. Foster children with hair care. We got to talk about it this morning, D. 7:38.
And we also got to talk about parenting. Kevin Gates is currently under fire because he was letting his child cuss on live.
Oh, no. Your motivation in 10 minutes is Throwback Thursday. Let's go about 7 years ago. Let's smooth it out a little Snow Allegra.
Oh. It's not that I don't want you here. It's something about the way you stare into my eyes. I know that I don't make things clear. No. I fall for you every time I try to resist you. We can get away. Palm trees, beach views, ordinary day. All I wanna hear is in the visions on replay. I sit right next to you. You. I try not to show. How I feel about you, think you wish you were. But we don't really want to, I just wanna get away and sit right next to you. You.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
The confidence that matters is confidence that is earned. Otherwise, it is simply arrogance masquerading as confidence. The confidence you can rely on is forged by actions that produce successful results. If it's just theoretical or if it's incompetent, don't trust it. Genuine confidence is not easy to gain, but it's not complicated either. Put forth a particular effort, keep it up until you get it right, and you'll build the confidence to do it again. On top of that, you'll have something even more valuable. You'll have an embodied understanding of how to work your way to confidence in all kinds of endeavors. A top athlete and an acclaimed concert musician possess decidedly different skills. Yet, they share the common strategy of practicing their way to peak levels of confidence and performance. Do some specific thing well, again and again, constantly challenging yourself to get better as a result of your actions. Not only will you earn genuine confidence, you'll become skilled at developing confidence in whatever else you wish to do. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 85 for the day. Currently, it is 68 at UMKC. Gentle parenting has been a popular phrase in the last couple years. The rapper Blueface explains why he leans on gentle parenting.
See, this is why I would never take advice from social media. I want me to whip my baby, 3-year-old little girl. They want me to hit you.
Hell.
The internet. But if I beat a grown-up, it's 26 years old, they're going to say I'm wrong.
Now, he said this before. He's doubled down and saying it again. It's a completely different thing for you putting your hands on a grown person that has no blood relation to you versus you disciplining your child.
Yeah, I feel him when he said he didn't want to, discipline his daughter.
Whoop his daughter.
And it's funny,
I don't think men should whoop their daughters.
Thank you. Yeah, I just, me personally, I don't.
Leave that for the ladies.
Leave that for the lady. I'm not a father, though, so I'm not finna tell nobody how to raise their kids or whatever. It's funny we talking about this, because on my YouTube Live, I'm talking about Michael, the movie, because I saw it yesterday for the first time, and I just admire Joe and how he was able to keep that family together. And sometimes some kids...
Joe Jackson?
Absolutely. Joseph Jackson. Oh. Some kids, emphasis on some, need a foot in their ass. Some of them do.
Damn, Mike Jack needed a foot up his ass?
I don't think Mike did. Ooh. But Brian.
It's a crazy Thursday.
Brian did,
even
though.
8 o'clock yet.
Brian did. I need a
bad, you ain't bad. You ain't nothing.
Badass Brian.
You ain't nothing.
Well, if you watch the movie, Michael, it was times where he was just mad at him. Yeah. He was like, you don't want to do a song with your, I'm finna whoop you at 18. Like, that's not.
Yeah.
That's. Yeah. I can't co-sign that one.
Some kids.
Yeah. Absolutely. Since we're talking about parenting, singer Maya, she insists on why she allows her parents to handle her money.
My mom's advice to me has always been live below my means. I've been so blessed to have her in my corner watching the numbers. She puts me in check. Can I do this for this person? No, you can't. No.
Yeah, you got to tell people no. But I've even had my mom kind of help me with some things here and there. But I've also had a line now in my adult life where it's like, okay, I can't say too much of this, because if I say, hey, I got paid X, Y, and Z, my mama gonna be like, yeah, girl, it's this new wig, I kind of want it. So I've tried to navigate the fact that me and my mom are so close, and then being like, okay, some of this stuff I probably should just keep to myself at this big age, if that makes sense, money wise at least.
I think you should, you and mama should go wig shopping together. How about that? What's wrong with that?
She would love that. I'm the one that's going to be paying, though. That's that's what's wrong with it.
I do it, girl. I was giving it to him, okay?
We'll save that for when I hit the lotto or something like that.
This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
D, it could be some streetcar action coming up your neck of the woods. As the Kansas City Streetcar Authority in the city of North Kansas City, in cooperation with the Missouri Department of Transportation and the city of Kansas City, Missouri, are studying the feasibility of a streetcar extension over the Missouri River, connecting the existing KC streetcar line with an extension into North Kansas City. So the North Rail Study Team will provide the public with the status of the study and updates from the last round of work. And they're going to have some open house style meetings. The first one, which will go down June 11th, which is a week from today, at Cinder Block Brewery. Another one will be June 17th. I'm sorry, I had to cough right there, y'all. And you can learn more about the study and the upcoming meetings on their project webpage. So this is exciting. I like this, man. They talking about the East-West extension. Now we talking about the North extension. Sounds like growth. Is this thing going to really, like, connect the whole city, like, in like, 100 years? Like, this is clearly, like, a 50, 70-year project in connectivity with Kansas City. So this is...
Glad it's starting now.
Right. Better late than never, huh?
Yeah, no. Facts. Definitely on that.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas City is a place that has been punching above its weight for a very long time. When you have an equation of... a lot of strangers being around each other, availability of alcohol almost all day. You know, it definitely causes some concern. In Jackson County, law and order does matter. We have some of the world's biggest stars coming to our city and to our region. Let's make it a good time and not let any crime influx or any inappropriate behavior put a cloud over what is supposed to be a happy summer.
Over 600,000 visitors are expected to visit Kansas City during this World Cup for that month and a half or so, whatever it is. And D, I don't think people realize, I certainly don't realize what's finna happen to us. I was downtown, last night or whatever, and I'm seeing people really starting to gear up. I'm seeing groups of people at a time. Like, I saw a meeting of people. I suppose they were like workers or whatever, and it was like 50 of them. So I don't, you know, between the drones, the police presence, right. The influx of people is just, it's going to be a wild time that I don't know that we can see yet.
Yeah, no, what I can see is the traffic. Now, I asked you about that earlier. I've been sitting in some traffic lately. So, buckle up because it's only going to get a little bit more hectic.
It sure is.
All right, that was all unnecessary. Cancel that. You know what? I'm just gonna have to pull the clip of you saying what you've been saying a couple times.
What
would
I do?
No,
that. See, that's you.
Yeah, you know. You know what I'm talking about.
Come dry the boat.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry.
Come dry the boat. Come. Yeah,
buckle up. You gonna be mad at them sides by the time I'm done.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning, hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Salute.
Good morning to all the cousins that's waking up and tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. Love and appreciate you for that. And for all the cousins that's on your web screen right now, checking D and I out on the stream, on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter, all at Hot 103 Jams. You can check out Hustle and Shine in the Morning live in the Brown and Crouppen Studios. And shout out to all the cousins that's out riding around and getting it, especially you. You need to slow down while you're trying to swerve in that left lane on Bruce R. Watkins.
Swerve in that corner. Ooh.
Hey, shout out to you. You passing up Gregory right now. You better be careful. Or you, the cousins up north, Berry Road and I-29, please slow down. You're going to get to where you need to get to. Or the cousins on I-35 and Olathe from 87th and I-35 and 635, wherever you are in the town, tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We love and appreciate you so much, for real, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shy, booyah, shout roll call.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We're going to kick it off on the Facebook side, on the stream. A lot of our cousins chiming in on the comment section. Big love to you.
What they talking about?
Hey, Miss Cindy, she's sending a happy birthday to her nephew Dominique. So big love, cousin Stacey Davis, Coachella. What's going on? SK Cuts, Carver Harris. Appreciate you all as well on the text line, which is thumping. Shout out to Isaac Collins and Amy Gray over at 5th and Emory. You know, if you need some yogurt, some frozen yogurt, that's the place to go. Kiki J, hardest working mother. I know that was sent over from one of our cousins from the 816. Arnaja Rogers, shout out to you too, cousin. I heard you've been doing some big things. Big love to our family from 913. Shout out also to Anastasia Jackson, sending some love to the town, saying have a wonderful Thursday, and that we will. Big love to Rich Harris. We appreciate you as always. We got a couple of our cousins from Lawrence, Kansas that's tapped in, and at least one of our cousins in Topeka. Shout out to Top City for the
Top
one time.
City.
It did also. Big love to Brandon Blake on the... Right, you sound like, that's another conversation for that day. We're going to continue that convo on the chat. Shout out to you, cousins, all around KC. We appreciate you on the KCK side and the KC Mo side as well.
Love to all the cousins that's voted for me for Kansas City People's Choice Awards, Best Radio Personality.
Let's get it done.
I got a rep for the home team. You know what I'm saying? It really ain't no competition, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? We do what we do right here, Hot 103 Jams.
Nah, big love to you, B, for being up and, you know, representing the station well. So you won, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, so something I think you took it last year, so we got to keep it in
so
house.
So, yeah, come on, Kansas City. Make sure we send some love, you know, to the big homie, Brian B. Shining.
Yeah, Kansas City People's Choice Awards. Make sure y'all tap in both Best Radio Personality. I got your back.
Uh-huh.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:26 on your time. It's a high of 85. Currently, it is 68 in KCK. Patti LaBelle says a record executive once called her quite ugly.
No, he called me quite ugly. He didn't say blame. He said the word. It gave me hurt, just total hurt, because I knew how much he loved my voice. And I knew no matter what anyone said about me, I am who I am. I'm not going to change.
She also went on to say the only thing she was cool with changing was her nose, and that was up to her to change. And clearly, that didn't matter because she's a Grammy Award icon, and many people consider Patti LaBelle a legend.
Man, she looked better than a lot of women her age, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying going back to a different world when she was Dwayne Wayne's mama.
I forgot about that.
Oh, I ain't gonna never forget about that, boy.
Yeah, shout out to Patti LaBelle.
Man, I love Patti.
Other news, parents, we got a question. Do you let your kids curse? You need to text us right now. Let us know. 816-900-4103. Kevin Gates hopped on his daughter's live after people said she was cussing.
But they on here talking about you cursing, but you know, I already know you don't give a
what?
I know you don't give a f***, you hear me?
No, I don't. Like, y'all sit here talking about, like, oh, she's cussing. Disrespecting what respect goes two ways. If you can do it, I can do it. We're not doing that.
Yeah, I find that disgusting, repulsive. No, I'm dead ass, dog, because what do you think she do when you ain't around? Like, why are you encouraging her, giving her a free pass to just be ignorant? Because you respect ignorance and you're of ignorance, and that's all you think you ever gonna be. So to have your seed speaking like that and talking like that as a kid, like,
it's insane.
It's total violation of me, D.
How old is that young lady? I don't know. She's probably somewhere between the age of 12 and 16.
That's crazy.
Letting your kid cuss like that, I mean, I understand people have their own parenting styles.
Ignorance.
You do your thing. But when I'm walking in the room, I couldn't imagine cussing to my mama. I still don't do that with my mom or my nanny. And if I do, it's like a real soft word and I'm being funny. But I ain't never been comfortable saying the N-word and saying this and that, which she said in the video. Parents, let us. So one of our cousins from the 913 said, hell no. She said she can cuss or he can cuss, but not the baby.
Yeah, that's disgusting to me.
That was a good conversation. We'll continue that another day.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
The Walker Foundation was established in 2020 with a heart to serve and uplift children and families across Kansas City metro area. And since their founding, they have proudly impacted over 6,000 children, focused on restoring confidence, identity, and hope. D, I first heard of the Walker Foundation when I was working with CASA. Mm-hmm. And the story that they have, man, it was so beautiful. And I had to invite them on the show. Good morning, y'all. How y'all feeling?
Good morning. We're feeling good.
Good morning.
Glad to be here.
Go ahead and introduce yourselves to Kansas City.
My name is Aisha Walker, and I'm the co-founder of the Walker Foundation. Thank you just for being here. What a wonderful day, beautiful day today.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Tyrell Walker, and I'm the co-founder of the Walker Foundation, and it's a blessing to be here.
So I first heard of you guys when I was doing an event with CASA, which is an organization that helps children within foster care. And that's something that kind of what you all do. We don't think about some of our children that are in the foster care system that may not have the right cultural surroundings for them to take care of themselves, and specifically with their hair. Talk about your mission with that.
So just a big shout out to CASA, because they are one of our partners, and they were one of the first organizations to really understand our mission. And our mission is basically focused on children that are in foster care, children are in hospitals, and also in the school systems. What we do is we provide hair education for them to make sure they really understand their hair textures, hair quality, what products they're using, to really build that confidence, because we found out this resource was lacking. So we started off with the foster kids, and then we just basically expanded with, you know, starting with 25 kids and then going over into 6,000 kids most recently. So you can see that it is a need and is an impact. But our main thing is really getting into the layers of hair, but it builds a great level of self-esteem.
And we know in our community how important our hair is and how much tied it is to our confidence. Like, before you guys got here, I made sure I laid my edges because it was important and I have more confidence talking to y'all. So you all have an event coming up. Could you please talk about it in the name? Because I love the name, but I want you all to introduce that.
So our upcoming event, this is fresh. This is new. We haven't spread, you know, this awareness yet about our upcoming event, but it's...
Bring that mic up closer to. We want to hear it.
Okay. Yes.
Right, because we need a drum roll. Hold on. It sounded like we're about to get an exclusive, yes. So we listening now.
Yes, indeed. It's the Heritage Day, and we're having it at the T-Mobile Center.
Okay, so what is the Heritage Day? What's going to actually be happening? What's the time of the event? We know it's at the T-Mobile Center, but what's some other details?
So Heritage Day, let me just tell you, is an amazing event.
Yeah.
And we started this event because... Tyrell and I'm just going to say this. We met in the third grade.
Right.
And we used to always have these events that was called Heritage Day in our community. Mm-hmm. So it just brought all our people out.
Right.
But it left a memory with us. So the fact that we're in a hair industry, we was like, hey, we're going to take off the heritage, but we're going to make it Heritage Day, mm-hmm. where all the kids come in. You see our culture. Yeah. It's just straight up love.
I love that.
We are doing hair services, and our kids get to walk the runway. So kids get to come out, walk a hair.
So it's like a hair show a little bit, too.
There's a lot. Vendors are coming in. We have speakers coming in. This year, we're doing a little bit different because we are bringing in impact leaders. Yeah. So we are bringing people in that impact the community. You get to come in, and you get to walk the runway with a child from your organization.
Oh, I love that.
So we are just changing it up this year. It's amazing. Like I said, it's at the T-Mobile Center. Mm-hmm. We got Brian over here.
Yes, that's going to be...
Yes, sir.
Shut up, Brian.
A little bit of that, you know what I'm saying?
So, yes, August, yep. Saturday, August the 29th from 12 to 4.
You don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss it. Bring your families out. It would be an amazing event. Everyone kind of knows this event. This is our fourth year, and it's completely grown every single year. So we're just happy to even break history by having it with our partners. One of our sponsors, the T-Mobile Center, has sponsored us out, and so many other partners that's coming in. So we are just absolutely grateful for this opportunity to shine light on our children. Our children need it, but we believe in having our children in big rooms. So they will be in big rooms, walking that runway. Community, please come out and support them.
Please
they,
come out.
They will absolutely love to see their faces, family, friends, whatever it is. Come out and support.
Yeah, and that'll go down August 29th, 12 to 4 p.m. at the T-Mobile Center. But, you know, other than that, I love what you guys are doing at the Walker Foundation with your Hair and Confidence Restoration Program, your Foster Care Support Initiative. But for people who need your resources, because there are several of our cousins who do, could you please send out some information so they can tap in with you all at the Walker Foundation?
Yes, indeed. They can... definitely tap into us on all social media outlets, Instagram, Facebook, the Walker Foundation KC. Also, our website, www.thewalkerfoundation.org. And you can also find all information about Heritage Day at www.heritageday.org.
And that's hair, that's H-A-I-R.
Yes, indeed.
Yes,
I-T-A-G-E-D-A. I love that.
Why? Man, it's been an honor and pleasure to talk with you guys, Aisha and Terrell. This will not be the last time y'all going to be on Hustle and Shine in the morning, but please keep being a blessing to our community. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
Unfortunately, this is, like, I don't like this. We got this World Cup coming, and this is one of the most iconic signs that we have in Kansas City. The Western Auto sign will remain dark during the World Cup, D. Are we serious?
Okay, would you rather the whole thing be lit or like a piece of it lit? Because it's been several times I've drove by and
just a piece of
the
it.
The N ain't lit, so the W ain't lit either. So what you want, man?
I would rather have some of it lit, I guess.
Oh my god!
But it does. It'll make it look a little raggedy, huh? It would. Huh?
That's what if we ain't gonna do it right, don't do it. That's what my mama always told me. If you ain't gonna do it right.
Don't do it at all.
Yeah.
Well, it's such an iconic part of Kansas City. Like when you see that sign, like, oh, they're in Kansas City.
Right.
And the aerial views, the drone shots and all of that, that's going to be a big part of the broadcast of the World Cup. And this is going to be, you know, broadcast to the world. We're showing the world what Kansas City is. So, I mean, it's a sign. Okay, fine. It is what it is. Not a big deal. But city leaders confirmed that a deal has finally been reached to restore that sign. However, the negotiations that began nearly a year ago, the timeline has run out for it to be fixed in time because it needs repairs, replacements, numerous bulbs. Mm-hmm. I thought that they always repaired that stuff like yearly. I thought it was a yearly thing. Mm-hmm. But Mayor Lucas was getting at people on Twitter. And I think he got at Brandon Blake. Brandon said something about, dang, Casey, he was disappointed in whatever, you know, the sign not being lit. And then he was like, Mayor Lucas said something about it being city, not city owned, like it's privately owned.
Yeah. So,
and he said son at the end of it. I'm like, dang, okay.
That ain't that big of a deal.
I mean, no, but it is, but it ain't.
Yeah, throw a little something in there. Just in case you didn't know, son.
Better chill out.
Oh my gosh.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
8:25 on your time, high of 83.
Poor
currently,
Joe Budden.
It is 69 at Swole Pell. Ain't talking about that song. Well, I don't know if you've been down the plaza.
The plaza.
In the last couple days, but Terrence Howard, the actor, has been. He was caught by cameras as he is filming for a new movie called
Come
The Broken
On,
Ones.
Man.
It's called Come On, Man.
No, it's called The Broken Ones.
Come on, man.
But now I want to, when I saw that yesterday, I'm like, hold on. I want to go down the plaza and see where he at. See if they're still, if, I don't know if they're scheduled to film down there again. But I imagine if he's been at the plaza, he's probably going to be at a couple of other spots, you know, landmarks in Kansas City. So keep your eyes peeled if you're driving by, you know, a street and you like, man, that looks like Terrence Howard. It is.
Terrence Howard is the type. He'd be at the Musicians Foundation. He'll be there or in good company. He seems like an in good company guy.
Yeah, I can see him there. Yeah, I guess we can see that.
Or one of these little honeycomb hideouts. There's a million of them
around
Kansas City.
I can see him down
Vaughn,
too. Like, it's some spots down there. I can see him at the Juke House, at that bar, that heavy-handed bar, getting him a drink.
Come on, man.
Yeah, Terrence Howard, the original Jackie Jackson in the Jackson's an American Dream, by the way.
Yeah. So, Terrence Howard, if you were listening, we would love for you to stop by Hustle and Shine in the morning whenever your schedule allows.
Come on, man.
Yeah, so there's that, Kansas City. Keep your eyes peeled on the streets.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Gemini season. Happy birthday to those adaptable, sociable, and quick-witted Geminis.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to actor and comedian Faison Love. Send it over happy birthday to actor and singer and son of Al B. Shore. Happy birthday, Quincy Brown. Send it over birthday love to model and influencer. Happy birthday, EJ Johnson. A big happy birthday to actor and voice actor who's played roles in many of our classic films. Happy birthday to Keith David. Send it over happy birthday to Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, producer, and musician, and a member of DeBarge. Happy birthday to L. DeBarge. Send it over a happy birthday to reality star on Married to Medicine. Happy birthday, Dr. Contessa Metcalf. And last but not least, a big happy birthday to singer, songwriter, record producer, radio host, and former record exec. You remember his hit song, Night and Day. Happy birthday to Al B. Shore.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Roberto Chavez, Emma L., and Tamika Rowley. Happy birthday, Kathy Howe and Mecca Muhammad. Sending birthday love to Mac J., Letitia Todd, and Shanae Ellis. Sending birthday love to Antonio Butler, Taurus Moreau, and Jamila Watkins. Happy birthday, Shauna Agumbiande, Nikki Dameron, and everybody else born on June 4th. Happy birthday, Gemini. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
See you singing in the car.
Oh my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, cousin. Marlika.
Hey, cousin. What you got going on today?
Trying to go to tacos and tequila.
No, that's right.
Okay.
I'm about to go to work.
Okay. What flavor air freshener you got in that car?
I'm not, that's right. Vanilla
aroma. Okay. Vanilla?
Yeah, see, she don't like vanilla. I do. I'm a fan of that. It's a sneaky good one.
Yeah, I don't know about that now. I'm going to trust you, though, cousin. We got those two tickets for you for tacos and tequila. But,
hey.
But you know what you got to do to secure them, though. You got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
I am.
Help you with this shit, make you feel it all in your toes. Ha, got all my people in red clothes. Telling my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you're messing with lyrical player pros. Like,
you really want to party with me? Let me see
just
what you got for me.
Uh-huh. On your hands where my eyes can see.
Straight Buck Wilding in the place to be.
Okay.
If you really want to party with me.
Come on.
In God we trust.
Oh, God. Okay. You read the lyrics. You start talking. Okay.
No.
So you did get in God we trust. Where you get that from?
I don't know where that. I do more than that.
That's after if you really want to party with me.
It ain't.
He said that?
Let me see.
He does.
You finna verify. Look,
oh, I'm typing like a mug, bro. Hold on.
Heard of.
Hold on. We gonna look at these lyrics. Hold on.
Y'all remodel.
If you, it runs it back. It ain't no in God we trust. It
no,
is. It is. It's right here.
Oh
it is.
God.
It begins in a second verse.
Oh.
No.
It's after where that part in the chorus. You have to say that part in the chorus twice but before wait, you get to that part.
But wait, be shining. Did you know "In God We Trust" was in the lyrics of that song at all?
No, I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Because she reading the lyrics. That's why.
My favorite part.
Why, cousin? You didn't pledge your case to the bone. You good. You get those two tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival. Busta Rhymes would be pleased to see you in the building. But who you taking with you?
I'm taking my baby.
All right, cousin. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. KPRS Hot 103 Jams, the hottest station in the nation.
Oh, that's right.
And don't forget to slam that beat.